Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Can't find Sam Biddleman. Sam Biddleman.
We'll miss Sam. Somebody's Sam. I don't know. She's still trying to find him.
Still trying to find him. Can't find Sam Biddleman. I haven't seen Sam in so long. It's been, we were supposed to have a big fishing trip. And my buddy Andy, along with myself, were going to go up north, do this big thing on the Ensemble. Then obviously everything shut down. This was early in the year. And so, yeah, so I have not found Sam Biddleman in forever. So,
yeah, you know, I did talk to him the other night. He did text me, and I think he what was he doing? You know, he's having a campfire. He was having a campfire the other night and was wondering what I was doing. But, I think he's just been chilling, man. Yeah.
Working, chilling.
Hopefully, like everybody else, because there's nothing else to do.
Well, hopefully somebody work. Can find Sam Biddleman. Maybe I'll just call him this morning and sing that to him. Anyway, we got to get to it. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right, Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light. Whether you're at home, you're in your garage, you're at a campfire, it don't matter. If you need something cool and refreshing, Bud Distributing has you covered. Hey, Bud.
Absolutely. Hey, Bud. Week 13, man. If you would have asked me weeks ago, do you think you'd make it to week 13 in the NFL? I probably would have said no, but here we are, man.
Here we
are. I got some scores for you. That means games were played. Last night, Broncos losing to the Chiefs. That was a late game, 16-22. Caught a little bit of the first half, but I had to try to go to bed last night, I should say. I probably should have stayed up and watched because I tossed and turned all night. But, the Broncos, man, holding on with the Chiefs, which was kind of surprising. The Chiefs, from week to week, you're like, you never count out the Chiefs ever because they're probably the best team in the league. But sometimes you're like, man, these guys are beatable, you know?
Yeah.
And other times you're like, no, they're not. They're too explosive. It's a flip of the switch with that team. Mm-hmm. Like, they can be in a slump. They're going to be having the worst game ever. And then they'll come out the next series like, oh, okay, here they are.
Yeah.
They just turn on a switch, and you can't stop this team. So
they're dangerous in so many different ways. You know, their defense, obviously, if you were to look at the whole team, their defense is the weak point. But even saying that, it's still a very talented defense. But when you have an offense like that, not to mention ran by Andy Reid, one of the greatest coaches out there, it's hard. I just don't even know how other teams approach playing the Chiefs. Because everyone has a game plan. Like, all right, well, we know we need to somehow stop Patrick Mahomes from doing what he does. Somehow. What is the formula for that? Most teams haven't figured that out.
I think you could chalk it up as, hey, we're not going to stop him, but maybe if we could stop him a few times for a few series and then outscore him.
Yeah.
That's how you beat the Chiefs. You got to outscore him.
And honestly, you just need that one. You just need that one. I think as the Chiefs continue on this season and whatever happens, you know, I mean, barring any major shutdowns or anything like that, I think the Chiefs have the best shot of anyone to get to the Super Bowl, to have a legit run to it. Because I'm still not on board with the Steelers. I'm still not really on board. Dude, the Browns. I didn't realize the Browns were like 9-3. What the F is going on?
Yeah,
like
Browns showing up. They're sneaky good.
They're just
they played great last night. Browns winning the last night's matchup. Tennessee, 41-35.
Yeah, but I think if any team's going to beat the Chiefs, it'll be one of those. It's going to be a close game, just a gunslinging game, and then they're going to get one stop. And then somehow the offense, the opposing offense, is able to put it in, whether that's a touchdown or a field goal, whatever it may be. That's how you beat them. You get lucky. So
your Packers beating the Eagles last night, 30-16. Yep. Tell us a little bit about that.
Good game. Good game.
In the background.
Aaron Rodgers got his 400th career touchdown pass. He threw it to Devontae Adams, who also, as a rookie, caught Rodgers' 200th touchdown pass.
Oh, wow.
So it was a very special moment. He got the ball, and also he became the fastest quarterback to do it. So he did it in the in the least amount of games to get that 400th touchdown pass. But, yeah, Packers look good. Our defense still kind of struggles at certain points, but, you know, it's the Eagles, so I'm not going to get too excited about it. But, yeah, good game.
There you go. So you got a win last night. Pretty much the big game I think everybody wants to hear about and watch last night, which was absolutely effing crazy. I had to rewind it to watch it again. The Lions and the Bears, did you watch that last night?
I did not catch any of that, no.
Dude.
No.
Lions beating the Bears last night, 34-30. The Detroit Lions not leading one time in the whole entire game. they were down by 10 with I'm not sure how much time to go. Enough time to where I'm like, all right, this is it.
Yeah.
I can kind of stop watching it. And I did. I went and did some stuff to set up for today because I had a little bit of work to do last night to set up for what we're doing today. But all of a sudden, I turn around. I'm like, what?
Out of nowhere.
It's 34-30. Detroit's ahead. So that's what happened, Brock. Detroit kicks a field goal, right? It was 27-30. 27-30. Bears have it. They have it on their own 20, right? It's like second or third and something. Trubisky drops back to pass. He gets rushed. The ball gets knocked out of his hand. Oh. Strip sack with like a minute 50 left in the game. Strip sacked. And the Lions recover it. The Lions recover it. And they actually score at the end of the game to make it 34-30. AP puts it in the end zone. And the Bears still have a chance to come back. There was like 50-some seconds or something left.
Yeah.
And they couldn't capitalize. It was crazy, dude.
Good game, though. I couldn't
believe it.
Good game.
It's a wild game, man. Yeah. It's you know, I'm going to go ahead and say this. And you might want to stop me while I'm saying this. But the last 2 minutes of the game. Well, no, I won't even say last 2 minutes. The last minute and 15 seconds. The Detroit Lions are your Super Bowl winners when it comes to capitalizing, getting down to the very end for something to happen to make it exciting. If you think about the last time they played the Bears, Stafford whipped it into the end zone and it went through an NFL player's hands for them to win. So they could have beat the Bears the first time around.
You
Chicago fans, man, I don't know if I'd be too beat. I'd look at Trubisky like, what the hell, dude? I would.
Damn you, Trubisky. But
as far as them coming, Detroit coming, capitalizing at the end, they do it a lot.
Yeah.
They're one of the best, like, within 1 minute teams I have ever seen in my life.
You always have exciting wins when you're always behind. You know, that's usually how it works.
It's like if they could play the entire game like they do in the last minute and a half of basically every game they've ever played,
be a great team.
Fantastic
team. Yeah.
Super Bowl winners, man. So congratulations to Detroit fans out there. You had a week. There you go.
All right. I know we still got a few things to cover here, but we're going a little long on time. There was a big game between, a crazy finish with the Texans and the Colts that we could talk about next hour. Is there any other pressing things you need to get to this hour?
Or should we save it? I could save it.
Okay. Well, let's save it because we still got plenty more to cover. I know there's some news in the boxing world we got to cover, and then we'll talk some more football in the next hour. That's been your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock. What you need.
Rock 107 WIRX.
I'm going to make your ears bleed.
Everything that rocks.
All right, Hunter, stop looking at porn. We got a show to do.
Come on, what are you doing? You're busting me up.
To be fair, right. I did tell you about it.
So. Yeah. What'd you? Some old porn star or something.
Hunter and I were reminiscing about porn stars because the other day, you know, out of curiosity, I was just seeing what so-and-so was up to. But there was a lady that was there at the very beginning many years ago. Her name was Heather Harmon.
When LimeWire was around.
Like, I downloaded her videos on LimeWire. If that goes to, if that just is any inclination on how long ago this was.
What were you doing? Are you just pondering like, I wonder what she used to win now.
I might have been on an adult website and it said, hey, Heather Harmon's made a comeback. And I'm like, well, I need to check this out.
Research.
Yeah, it was all research. It was research. And yeah, she recently got an upgrade. She used to have some fake boobies, but she got even bigger fake boobies. She hasn't done anything in years.
Some bolt-ons.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she is not going to sink anytime soon. Those things are floating. But anyway, yeah.
Isn't there like a whole documentary called Life After Porn?
Something like that.
What do you do after porn? Once you do it, you know, and you get old and saggy, you can't make some money while you're doing it.
You got to save. You guys, I saved all my porn money, so it was good.
Did you? Yeah. Is that why you're working at the radio?
Yes, I am broke.
broke.
Broke, man. Anyway, so yeah, if anybody's looking for something to do, just look up Heather Harmon comeback. Well, actually, maybe don't, not on a work computer. Nah, don't do that on a work computer.
Do it on your phone.
Safe search off. All right. All right, we got to get to it. It's time for sports. Let's do it.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right, Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light so you're never thirsty, man. You need it, it's there. Get it.
Never, ever.
Ever. Never, ever. Never, ever, ever. Never, ever, ever. Anyway, hit them up. Bud Distributing, they're the best.
All right, let's go through some scores here real quick, man. Chiefs beat the Broncos last night 16-22 for Sunday Night Football.
Sunday Night Football.
It was a close one, especially for the Chiefs. So there you go. Chiefs still proven to be to prevail, but I don't know, not as much, I guess.
Bunch of scrubs on the Chiefs team.
Right. The Lions beat the Bears last night 34-30. Man, this game was crazy, guys. If you're a Bears fans, the whole time, you had it. We had it the whole time. I had a couple Bears fans text me last night, like, dude, what? Did you just see that atrocity? Trubisky gets the ball stripped at his own 20 with, like, 2 minutes left, under 2 minutes, I believe. And Detroit recovered the ball, and yep, they give it to AP, and AP scores, puts them up 34-30. The first time they led there in the whole game. And the very last minutes, this is how Detroit plays football. It's the last 2 minutes of the game. Watch out, dude. This is like one of the best NFL Super Bowl teams you've ever played. They do play like that in the last 2 minutes. Now, if Detroit could take the last 2 minutes and kind of stretch it out through an entire game, oh, my God.
It's because they save their energy throughout the game by not doing anything, and then they're ready to go in the last 2 minutes.
Anything. They're well-rested. So, you know, a big party over there in Detroit and the complete opposite over there in Chicago, yep, man. So I feel for you Bears fans, and I also feel for you Lions fans. You finally got one.
Hey, there
you
go.
Cheer about. You're going to have a good week here.
Nice job.
Moving on, Green Bay beating the Eagles last night 16-30. Your Packers are looking good. They've looked good, yep, and you know what? Rodgers, man, just dropping the ball.
If they don't win or go to the Super Bowl, I think Rodgers is a shoe-in for MVP. I think so. He leads the NFL in touchdown passes. He just got his 400th one. His numbers have been through the roof. I think as a consolation prize, if they don't win or go to the Super Bowl, I definitely see him as getting the MVP this year. I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Colts beating the Texans. Shut up about your Packers. Colts beating the Texans 26-20. There's a game tonight. Actually, no, I'm sorry, Brock. Listen up. Two games tonight.
Whoa.
The Washington football team going to be in Pittsburgh playing the Steelers at 5 o'clock.
Please, for the love of God, Washington football team beat the Steelers. Okay, how are they undefeated right now? I think undefeated team that should not be undefeated. That's in my take.
So Steelers have a negative 7.0 spread there. So looking like they're going to win by a touchdown. But who knows, man? The Bills, that's another game, good game tonight. Bills and San Francisco 49ers going to be playing at 8:15 in San Francisco. So
I'm rooting for the Bills, man. I'm rooting for the Bills. They've had a very good season, and it's been a while since the Bills have been anything to look at.
Absolutely. Real quick, Tuesday, there's another game as well. The Cowboys going to be in Baltimore playing the Ravens. So we're going to have a lot of football this week. Nice. Brock, real quick, tell them the boxing news that you told me from over the weekend.
So I saw this. Apparently, everyone's been talking about Jake Paul and his boxing debut. He's the brother of Logan Paul. Just terrible human beings, both of them. That whole family is garbage. However,
he got a knockout. He did a couple weeks ago.
But people have been like, well, it wasn't a real boxer. You were fighting a guy who is, you know, I can't remember who. Anyway, well, now the Twitter sphere is blown up because it has been confirmed that Floyd Mayweather will fight Jake Paul in February. An actual boxer fighting him. Look.
Now, here's you're going from a non-boxer to the best boxer. Don't you think he should build up to that a little bit?
Maybe. Have a couple, like, and Floyd, like, look, whether you like the guy or not, I don't like Floyd Mayweather. The guy can box, man. We even saw that. I thought for sure McGregor was going to murder Floyd Mayweather. No, it's a different sport. No. It's totally different. And he gets some guy who has done it, you know, his whole professional career. Paul is in for a rude awakening.
Yeah.
At least
I
hope so.
It's not even a match. Yeah. It's like not even. Can you even bet on this?
I don't know.
You know, like, Of course Jake Paul's going to get his face pounded.
Yeah. At least we hope so anyways. We hope
he
so.
He went from a basketball player to the best, possibly the best boxer that ever lived.
Yeah, yeah.
No in between, huh? All right, Jake. Good luck. Have fun.
Have fun getting your head knocked off of your body. All right.
All right.
Well, that's all I got. You got anything else?
Nope, that's it.
All right, that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.